You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And when
we come and read Hebrews chapter 2,
他说儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并且要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
It says, inasmuch as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, Jesus he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.And release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
我很小的时候就听我爸爸讲。
And when I was very young, my dad's been telling me.
他说他小的时候。
He said that when he was young.
我们每一个不管祖父爸爸都曾经小过。
All our grandparents, they were young at one point in their life.
他说他小的时候非常怕死。
He says that when he was young, he was terrified of death.
他说我为什么怕死。
He said, why was I terrified of death?
他因为我们家里面几个老人死的时候都鬼呼吼什么生蚝，然后就是吓死了，叫的要死啊。
And he says that when he was young, he remembered when people died and passed away in the homes, that there would be wailing. These wailing was just fearful to him.
你在中国，但是几家人住在四合院，住在一起，这家叫过一阵子，那家叫。
A number of families they would live in these homes where they're surrounded, they're facing one another, and these wailing would go back and forth and echo in the hall.
所以他每次走过那边都得跳过去。
And so every time he goes through the courtyard, he just want to leap and go through it.
里面充满了恐惧。
Because he was fearful of death.
直到我奶奶信了耶稣。
Until my grandmother came to faith in Christ,
把福音带到了我们家来。
And she brought the gospel, the good news.
从那个时候，我们全家一个家庭信耶稣了。
And then one by one, everybody in the family became Christians.
他说，自从耶稣来到这个家族之后。
And my dad says that ever since Jesus came into our family,
他再也没有看过，再也没有听过那种哭嚎、害怕的事情。
He says he has never once again heard those wailing in his life.
以前在我们台南啊，我们都是台南来的。
And the southern part of Taiwan.
有一位在几十年前就拿到博士，一个科学的。学科学的。
And there was a PhD scholar that had a degree many years back.
别人跟他传福音，他相信科学，不相信。
And every time someone shared the gospel to him, he says, "I only believe in science. I don't believe."
所以后来有人跟他有一个挑战，他说：“你既然是学科学的。”
And someone actually challenged them and said, "Okay, you believe in science."
你自己用归纳法去做一件研究。
I like to ask you to do a research for yourself.
你只要听到有人死就去看。
And whenever you hear that there's a funeral or someone died, go.
不管是朋友亲戚甚至跑到医院去看。
Whether it's friends or whether it's people that you don't know or even the hospital, go and observe.
你只要注意一件事情，信耶稣的怎么死跟不信耶稣的怎么死。
Pay attention to those who believe in Jesus and how they die. And pay attention to those who do not have faith in Christ and how they die.
他说这个简单。
He said, well, this is easy.
哪里晓得当他做了一段时间研究以后
and not to realize after he actually went and did the research for a while
他说我一定要信耶稣
and he says I want to believe in Jesus
我大概十年前在美国中部讲这个例子的时候
about a decade ago I shared the same example in the middle part of America
会后有一个年长的人来跟我讲他说我认识你说的这个人
and the elderly a gentleman came up and said I know the person you're talking about
然后弟兄姊妹你只要去看人怎么面对死亡
Brother and sister, just go and look at how man faces death.
你就知道得到永生、得到基督的人跟没有得到基督的死都不一样。
You will know the vast difference between those who have eternal life through Jesus Christ versus those who do not.
他不仅仅败坏的掌死权的。
Not only do we know that Jesus Christ, he has destroyed the power of death.
而且释放了那些一生因怕死
And he has set free all those who were subject to bondage to this fear of death.
我17岁、19岁都在台湾的荣总动过一次很大的手术。
When I was 17, when I was 19, I was wheeled into a major surgery in the hospital.
我记得我十九岁那一次有一个在我隔壁的病房十七岁的年轻孩子。
And when I was 19 years old, there was a patient. He's only 17 years old.
我长话短说，他长得高高帅帅，真的高高帅帅。
He was very, very tall. He was very handsome.
会被我称高高帅帅的是真的高高帅帅。
Those who I say are tall and handsome, they're really tall and handsome.
结果他被蒋经国院长用直升机从澎湖运到荣总来。
The president of Taiwan, he took him.
And prime minister at that time.
And he was the prime minister at the time. He brought this child into this very special hospital.
他非常喜欢打篮球。
And he was a basketball player. He loved basketball.
就在有一天受伤擦伤，脚发炎肿起来。
He accidentally just had a wound and got an infection.
医生有没有大概好好治疗他？整个腿肿起来。
So the doctor didn't take immediate care of him, and all of a sudden his entire leg swelled up.
过来的时候，当然我不知道是不是正巧呢，还是真的是这个伤演变成的，他的病已经变成骨癌了。
And I don't know if it's by coincidence or is it because of this wound, but when he came to the hospital, he was in the middle of having leukemia.
是整条腿要切掉。
And they have to cut off his entire leg.
你如果想 Curry 一条腿要断掉，你大家都心疼，对不对
？Hard to translate. imagine Stephen Curry if we have to cut off his leg, and how dreadful it would be for us.
不仅仅心疼，很多人都很难过，因为 NBA 无望。
And yes, we would all be very saddened, right? Of a wonderful player like him that he would lose his leg.
我昨天才听说十二点半有哈，你们要安定听到。
And I ask everybody set your mind on the message today, right now. Don't think about the game at 12:30.
他几天都睡不着觉。
And for many days, when this young man came to the news that he was going to lose his leg, he couldn't sleep.
护士长不知道怎么知道我是基督徒的，他说：“于宏杰，你可不可以去帮他一下？”
And for whatever reason, the head of the nurse came to me and said, "Can you go help him?"
我那天跟他传福音。
And that particular day, I shared the good news to him.
他非常认真地听。
And he was very, very diligent in listening to this gospel.
他当场接受耶稣做他救主。
And that very moment, he accepted Jesus Christ to be his Lord and Savior.
傍晚的时候，我们陪他唱诗歌，一直流眼泪，一直流眼泪。
And that night, we were surrounding him, we were encouraging him, we were singing, and he couldn't stop crying.
第二天一早我去见他。
And the next morning, I went to see him.
跟我昨天见到他表情完全不一样。
His countenance was completely changed.
他一看到我就说：“于哥，因为我比他大两岁。”
I was 2 years older than him. He called me elderly brother.
他说：“于哥，这是我这么多天来第一天晚上睡着，而且一觉到天亮。”
He says, "For so many days, last night was the first night I had a good night's sleep all the way through the morning."
我说：“你不怕死了吗？”
He said, "Aren't you afraid of death anymore?"
他说：“我不怕。”
He said, "I'm not."
我有一个说不出来的平安，我知道耶。像你说的他爱我
Amen, amen. He says there's a peace unspeakable. I know Jesus loves me.
弟兄姊妹，不是基督徒不会碰到肉身的死亡。
It's not that Christians do not face physical death.
甚至主耶稣自己都说你们在这个地上会有苦难的。
And even Jesus says that you will have tribulation in this world.
但是在我的里面你们会得到平安。
But Jesus says in me you will have peace.
这个平安是世界不能给的，也不能夺去的。
This is a peace that the world cannot give and it cannot take away from you.
这是一个出人意外的平安。
It is a peace that is beyond understanding.
平安有一个名字叫什么？
Peace has a name.
Jesus. 耶稣来到我心中，他成了我们的平安。
Since Jesus came into my heart, he became that peace.
不是我们不会怕死亡呢。
It's not that we're no longer fearful of death.
我曾经也被死亡吓坏了，医生以为我长血癌最多两年。
And I was terrified of death, and I got the news that I had no more than 2 years to live.
当我转向主、祷告主的时候，主把一个特别的平安摆在我里面。
I was afraid, but I turned to Jesus. I said, "Lord, help me." And He gave me that peace.
弟兄姊妹，死亡是很恐怖。
Brother, sister, death is fearful.
但是在基督里，他已经为我们得胜了。
But in Christ, He is more than conqueror.
所以耶稣为什么需要死
？Why did Jesus need to die?
因为他要借着死败坏掌死权的。
That by death He undoes the power of death.
他为什么要死？
Why did he have to die?
他要流出他的血洗净我们的罪。
So that he can shed his blood for the cleansing of our sins.
他为什么要死？
Why did he have to die?
因为他要借一粒麦子死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
He is that one grain that falls into the ground and is buried, and he bears much fruit.
他要把他的生命赐给你，赐给我。
And when he bears that much fruit, he's giving you and giving me all of us his life.
所以他说我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得着更丰盛的生命。
He says that I have come. that my lamb would have life and have life in more abundance.
神儿子来不是要定罪我们，你是个罪人，你是个罪人，你是个罪人。
The scripture tells us that the Son of God did not come to condemn the world, that you are a sinner, you are a sinner.
圣经上自己都说，神差他儿子来，事实上不是要来定世人的罪的。
But the Bible tells us that Jesus came not to condemn the world.
乃是要叫世人因他得救。
That through him, the world might be saved.
耶稣为什么要死？
Why did Jesus need to die?
因为要解决我们的罪，他流了宝血。
To deal with the issue of our sins, that he had to shed his blood.
因为要解决死亡的问题，要解决撒旦的问题，他为我们死。
He has to deal with the issue of death. He has to undo the power of Satan.
他借着无罪的生命进到阴府，把掌死权的魔鬼都废掉了。
That through the sinless life, he entered into hell, he has undone the power of sin.
耶稣为什么要死？
Why did Jesus have to die?
第三个原因，他把永远的生命赐给我们。
The third reason that he wants to give you and I this eternal life.
让我们有份于这个伟大的复活。
That we may all receive this resurrected life.
所以当我到以色列地去的时候，他们一定会带我们去看那个空的坟墓。
So every time we go to Israel, they will tell us, they will bring us to this empty tomb.
这个那是很有名的空的坟墓，这 empty tomb.
And this is a very renowned empty tomb in Israel.
希望有一天我有机会能够跟弟兄姊妹再去看一次。
Perhaps one day we together we can go and see it.
你进到里面的话，里面是这个图，下一张。
And when you go inside.You will see this sign.
外面看是石洞啊，一个入口。你里面看左边，现在你们看到的图啊，左边是原来放耶稣尸体的地方。那门上挂了一个牌子，说到他不在这里，因为他已经复活。
And when you enter into this room on the left-hand side, that is where the body is laid. And on the door it says, "He is not here. He is risen."
他今天不仅仅高高坐在宝座上。
He is seated high.Above on the throne.
他今天也住在所有接受他做救主的人心中。
And he also dwells in the hearts of all those who have received him.
所以你没有机会去看没关系。
If you never have a chance in this lifetime to go see this.
耶稣已经不在哪了。
Jesus is not there anymore.
就在你的里面。
He is right here in our hearts.
任何时候、任何地方、任何处境都可以来向这位复活的耶稣，我们来依靠他，来跟他享受。跟他的爱。
Anytime, any moment, we can come and draw near to him, draw near to his love, his presence.
所以我们现在讲到相信耶稣，就让我们得着这个永远的生命。
We come to this last point, believe in Jesus and receive this life everlasting.
它不仅仅是一个不死的生命。
Not only is this life that is cannot die,
它是一个永远的生命。
It's a life that is eternal.
这个生命就是他自己的生命。
And this life is his own life.
是一个全有全足全丰的。
It's all sufficient. It's all powerful.
所以第一件事情讲到，当我们信耶稣的时候，我们就有份于这个复活，就得着了。
And the very first notion is that when we believe in Jesus, we obtain this resurrection.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切相信他、信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him." Should not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以我们第一件事情就是要得着他。
And the very first thing is to lay hold of him.
好，让我们来好好的经历他。
And to come and experience him.
所以我们不仅仅回答了耶稣为什么要死要复活。
I trust that you have come to the understanding of why did Jesus need to die and why he needs to resurrect.
我们也讲了他是 how 如何死如何复活。
And we talked about how he died.And how he rose from the dead.
现在我们讲下一个问题就是 then what?
And then the next question is, then what?
然后呢，他到底跟我有什么关系？
What does all these things have to do with us?
所以我们就希望所有的人都能够弄一个简单的信心来接受这位伟大的救主。
And how I pray that every single one of us with a simple faith we will come and receive the Savior.
这是人类从神那里得到最大的礼物。
And this is the greatest present.That the humanity can receive from God.
得到最有价值、最好的礼物。
And this is the most valuable and the best gift that God can give.
而且永远不会失去的礼物。
And something that you will never ever lose.
我们都希望得到礼物。
And we all like gifts.
你就算现在得到，现在 iPhone 是什么的我都不知道。
And I don't know what version of iPhones we have now.
Ten. Okay. 不管将来到 iPhone 100也好。
When we get to iPhone 100,
它都会旧的。
It will all grow old.
你都会被新的取代的。
And it will always be replaced by something newer.
我们都想得到一点东西在这个世界上。
And in this life, we all want to obtain something.
但是弟兄姊妹，人类这一生所能得到最好的礼物，就是得到神儿子耶稣基督的生命。
But brothers and sisters and dear friends, the best gift that we can receive is the life of Jesus Christ.
他说神爱，他的爱是有行动的。
And the word of God tells us, for God so loved, His love has action.
神爱世人，知道我们无助无望，知道我们害怕。
A God so loved the world because He knows that we are helpless. He knows that we are fearful.
知道我们像沙丘，像冰雕一样，不能持久。
He knows that we are our life is but like a sand castle.Like the ice sculpture, it's just temporal.
所以他把他的独生儿子赐给了我。
So he gave us his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的，就这么简单。只要信，我愿意接受，他就赐给我们。
That whosoever believes in him is very simple. Anyone whosoever believes.
这是最好的礼物啊。
It's the best gift.
啊，我曾经讲过一个小故事，说到一个小孩子在客厅里面大哭。
And I gave the story, this illustration one time. This child.He was just crying out loud in the middle of the living room.
他妈妈跑来看，发现这个小家伙手伸到家里面传好几代的一个古董花瓶的里面，出不来。
And the mom ran into the room and discovered that this little kid has reached in into a vase that was Thank you, antique heirloom.
拔不出来。
And he couldn't get his hand out.
倒肥皂水。到这个油都出不来。
And they try to use soapy water or oil to try to get the hand to slip out.
爸爸来也出不来，所以他小孩子更紧张，哭得不得了。
And dad came to try to help, and dad couldn't do anything, so this child became even more scared.
你说现在要怎么办
？I said, what do you do now?
打破它。
I said, you break this
heirloom. 所以圣经上每一句话都对。所罗门说，日光之下没有新鲜事哈。
And so Solomon says that there's nothing new under the sun.
我到全天下去，不是全天下，我问过所有的人，人家都说打破它。
I ask everybody everywhere in the world when I give the same illustration. Everybody had the same answer: break the heirloom.
然后我都是同样的回应，我说因为那个花瓶不是你的。
And I respond the exact same way because that heirloom was not yours.
你打破它的话。Los Altos 山顶上好几栋房子都打破了。
And when you break that particular vase, you've broken number of mansions in Los Altos Hills.
还打不打
？Would you still break it?
不回答，好现实。
No answers now.
只好打。
Well, you have to do it, right?
哪里晓得打破的时候，小家伙拳头是握着，难怪出不来。
And you discover after they broke the vase, you discover that this little kid he held a fist. Of course, it can pass through the opening.
妈妈把手拉开来一看，原来是一个小硬币在她手上。
And the mom opened up the little hand and see one small tiny coin.
她在那玩一玩一玩，不小心掉下去了。
And he was playing and the coin fell into the vase.
她伸进去抓着以后，她就不放了。
And he went in to grab that particular coin and he wouldn't let go.
不要说把一个价值不菲的一个古董打破了。
And not to say that this priceless heirloom was destroyed.
而且这个是传了好几代的传家之宝，那个纪念性意义太大了。
And it came down from generation to generation to generation, the significance of its value.
所以妈妈看着，爸爸看着都懊悔得不得了。
And you see the parents, they're just in agony as they're looking at their child.
其实是应该这个孩子懊悔，因为这个花瓶是要传给他的。
And this child should be the one that is in agony. He should understand that this heirloom was to be his.
只是因为他没有这个正确成熟的价值观。
But he's not mature enough to understand this concept.
不然他也不会这样子一直抓着不放
的。Or else he would not hold fast to this little coin.
亲爱的朋友，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear friends, dear brothers and sisters,
我这个例子讲过太多次
I gave this illustration so many times,
但是我需要常常提醒我们每一位也提醒我自己
but I need to remind all of us, I'm reminding myself right now,
当我们坚持抓着一些地上今生的东西的时候我们很可能要付上很重的代价
when we are insisting on holding on some things in this life that is so temporal,You may be giving away something that is very valuable.
为了抓住这一个小小的硬币，那个代价是无法比喻的事情。
And this child, for the sake of holding on to this one little coin, he did not realize and comprehend the price that had to be paid.
如果我们抓住任何今生的东西，主耶稣说的，就算赚得了全世界。
And if you lay hold of anything in this life, the word of God says that even if it's the whole world,
但是却让我们失去了这永远的生命。
But you have lost eternal life.
我们拿什么来换这个生命？
How do you exchange anything for eternal life?
主耶稣讲的还不是怎么来换这个永生，这是连我自己肉身的生命 都没得比的。
And Jesus is not even using the illustration of eternal life, even this life that cannot be comprehended.
亲爱的朋友，第一件事情，打开心，简单的接受耶稣做救主。
So dear friends, we ask with a simple faith, open your heart, receive Jesus.
第二件事情，我们借着耶稣来彰显复活。
And secondly, through receiving Jesus, we come and display, we manifest what resurrection really is.
这里我只列了两节经文，一个加拉太书二章二十节，讲到我们已经跟基督同钉十字架。
A Galatians chapter 2 verse 20 tells the, says,declares the fact that we have been crucified with him.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
And it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
罗马书第六章三到四节，我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Romans chapter 6 verse 3 and 4, or do you not know that as many as us, us as were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death?Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life.
我们讲过很多次的，什么样子的生命，就过什么样子的生活。
I said this many times. What type of life you have within will dictate the life that you live out each day.
从你我今天怎么过生活，就可以看出我们里面生命的源头。和品质
from the way we live out each day of our lives, that will display the life and the quality of that life within.
我在意大利的时候问他们，一只老母鸡要翻越你们旁边的阿尔卑斯山，跟一只老鹰飞过去，时间差多少？
I was in Italy and sharing with the brothers and sisters there. I said if there was a hen, an old hen that's trying to fly or get over the Alps right next door versus an eagle.That was to get across it. What's the difference?
老母鸡多辛苦啊！
Is that how hard is it for that hen to get across?
它可能一辈子都翻不过去，就被狐狸、被蛇吃掉了。
And maybe in his lifetime, it would not be able to scale that mountain. He'd probably be eaten halfway up.
但是老鹰一分钟内就可以过去。
But for an eagle, it's easy for it to soar over the Alps.
圣经上告诉我们，信耶稣是让我们活着不再是我。乃是基督在我里面活。
This is what is meant in Scripture when it says, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me."
这个生命来了以后，他要叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
This life comes that everything that I do will resemble, will display His nature.
不仅仅在基督里旧事 old history 成为过去。
And not only in Jesus Christ.Everything in my past has been done away with.
在我们里面有一个全新的生命。
But in me, there's a new life.
什么样子的生命就过什么样子的生活。
And what manner of life we possess is the type of life that we will live.
是老鹰就是老鹰。
If it's a life of an eagle, it will live a life of an eagle.
是老母鸡就是老母鸡。
If it's a life of an old hen, it can only live a life of a hen.
所以有一个弟兄说，他的先生就像老母鸡。就说他先说有一个先生说他太太就像老母鸡。
Thank you. There was a husband that said my wife is just like an old hen.
他说你每次用针一戳他，啊、叫哈。
Every time
脾气坏死了。
Every time you poke it with a needle, it just because it's got such a lousy temper.
他说后来他信了耶稣，他就不相信耶稣能改变他。他先生不相信他主耶稣会改变他。
And her husband.Didn't believe that when she came to faith in Christ, Jesus could change her.
然后她就发现，她每次戳她，她都没动静。
And so her husband would provoke her, but she wouldn't do anything.
她说我像戳死鸡一样。
And it's like I am taking this needle and poking at a dead chicken.
这个叫做不再是我。
And this is what is meant. It is no longer I.
乃是基督。
But Christ.
若有人在基督里，旧事已过，一切都是新的了。
If anyone being Christ.The old has passed away. Everything has become new.
耶稣的宝血洗净我们过去所有的失败、软弱、犯罪。
The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed me of all my failures, all my sin, all of my past.
他的生命要带领我们过一个全新的生活。
His life is going to enable me to live a brand new life.
这叫做耶稣的复活，所有神的儿女们都一同有份。
And this is called the resurrection of Jesus Christ, where we are all partakers of it.
得到了不一样的生命，让我成为不一样的人，好让我开始过一个不一样的人生。
I have obtain a different life, a new life, that I am a new person, that I live a completely different life now on.
全世界在痛苦失败里面的人都希望能够过一个不一样的人生。
And all those who are suffering and who are hurting in this world, they want to live a different life.
你到处可以看到广告，看到书上，甚至书签所过得再也不一样。
You can see it in advertisement. You can see it even in books marks that you could have a different life.
谁都想过得不一样。
Everybody wants to live a different life.
但是要过不一样的人生，先要成为不一样的人。
But if you want to live a new life, a different life, you need to be a different person.
要成为不一样的人，先要得到不一样的生命。
And to be a different person, you need to have a different life in you.
我们再完美还是一只老母鸡。
But no matter how perfect you might think you are, forgive me for saying you're still an old hen.
当我接受耶稣以后
when I receive Jesus in my heart,
活着的不再是我
it's no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活。
But Christ Jesus who lives in me.
我在说这个信息不是只给没有信耶稣的人听，给所有的基督徒听。
I want to say again, this message is not for those who are sitting here who have not yet believed in Jesus, but for every single one of us.
基督为什么要死
Why did Jesus have to die?
为了解决我们的罪
To deal with our sin.
基督为什么要死
Why did Jesus have to die?
为了让我们脱离死亡的辖制
That we may be set free from the power of death.
基督为什么要死
Why did Jesus have to die?
因为他要把他的生命释放出来，叫我们有份于他的生
命。Because he was to release his life that we may be partakers of his life.
但是如果他没有复活
But if he did not rise from the dead,
如果他曾经犯罪，他出不来的话
But because of Jesus' sin, and he's held captive by hell,
我们完全没有盼望
We are people without hope.
所以保罗说，若基督没有复活，我们所传的是白传的
Paul says that if there is no resurrection, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then what we preach in vain.
我们所信的是白信的
And what we believe in vain.
但是我们今天的复活节不是来过节，我们是来庆祝、来赞美、来分享、来见证耶稣的复活。
But this Resurrection Sunday, we are not just here celebrating. We are testifying, we are witnessing that Jesus is alive.
Do you have any thoughts or questions after listening to the program? Please send your letters. Let us have fellowship in the grace of God. You are also welcome to listen to and watch other programs on the website of Living in Jesus. May the truth of Jesus guide you to walk with the Lord day by day.